Hey man, I'm tired. Ain't no theme music. My name is V. Jordan Smith, and I'd like to introduce
Start.
you to a brand new edition.
Just raw dog, no best weed,
That
nothing.
lazy. That
Listen, let
is
me tell you something. Hold up, I play something. What y'all want to hear? What song y'all want?
nothing. Go ahead now. You already said you was tired. It ain't no
Nah, I'm
theme
just.
song going.
We did. No, come on, let's go. Why not? No, we did that joke already. I ain't gonna do that joke again.
Please,
That was other.
please,
We
please
gonna do
don't
that
play
joke
out.
cause.
Please don't.
No, we did that joke already too. I ain't gonna.
He just dropped a new song the other day too.
He did. Let's. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's see what's Vashon. What was
I
Vashon
mean,
doing?
that doesn't mean no. I wasn't talking about Vashon. I was talking about Available. Not that we have to play it. That was not an encouragement.
Yeah, I don't. That's cool because let me find my theme music. So,
There we go.
yeah, because I don't. I'm in a physical.
Behave, George. Behave, George. Oh, snap. We got.
Yo, I really oh what is my favorite song right now? Hold on, let me try this.
Goodbye by Victoria Monet. No.
No.
Am I the only one who that song has in a chokehold? Well, that whole album, really.
Me see. Everybody talking about that. Well, I'm glad she's getting her
Listen, I love
shine.
it. I love it. It's so overdue.
Why can't I type tonight? Thank y'all for rocking with us one more week. You know, we're back. Y'all love us. We definitely love y'all. That's for certain. We are all, yes, Chuck. This song.
Yeah, what I say. This joint is everything.
Yes.
Game is stupid too.
So with you, I keep on coming back for more. Sometimes I don't think I can get used to these changes. The changes, I guess we should face it. We're better off wherever we are. Baby, I really like the way you, baby.
Yeah.
Man,
Victoria Monet, Goodbye, off
that
the
felt like cocoa
Jaguar
butter.
Team album. There's one that has had me for a minute now. We talked about this in the chat before, Chuck, but this one right here.
Out there,
Let me tell you something about the Shindellas and this record. Thank you.
No one ever said that love would be perfect.
This junk feels like SWV to
and
the
no
time.
one ever said
Yeah,
that love would be fair. I don't even mind the hard times cause you're worth it. I know I was made for you, and I know you were made for me
to the chorus,
too.
yeah, give me another verse.
That's why every day that you're not home, my heart's uneasy. Sometimes I turn around and wish. wish that you were there to hold me in your arms and say how much you need me.
Got that SWV, that song,
yeah.
Man.
She is such a breath of fresh air.
Tough as stale bread. y'all got any white vibes? Y'all, I got some white vibes too. Y'all heard it. Y'all know? Are you aware of Jacob Collier at all?
Listen, play it. Play it now. Yeah. Play it now.
I'm gonna tell you now, if I play Lil Blue, I'm gonna cry. I can't listen
then to Then you Blue. Better put yourself on mute or get some tissue.
I'm gonna play. Have you heard the new single though?
I have to get past Lil Blue. I have no intention of doing so.
Okay, I'm getting
it's that second verse for me.
I can't take it. Well, we gonna get there. I'm gonna have to get
Little
to it.
Little blue, be my shelter.
There's something on this.
Be my cradle, be my womb. Be my boat, be my river. Be the stillness of the moon. If I could, I'd go with you to a place I never knew. In your eyes, so dark and open, there's a light that leads me back to you. 'Cause you're not so far away. I hear you say you'll never walk alone. Singing, don't be afraid of the dark.
Minister, sir. Minister.
In your heart, you're gonna find a way to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're gonna find a way.
Time,
be my anchor,
Minister Deacon.
Be my light, my compass star. Be my darkness, be my danger.
Oh my
be
God.
The strings of my guitar. Little blue,
James.
How I love you.
Now, y'all gotta go stream it yourself. We gotta run Jacob numbers up. Like, man. Yeah,
that was masterfully done, man. Seriously.
That song is worship for real.
Masterfully done. I mean, from vocals to musical arrangements, no weakness in that song at all.
You as in I love the simplicity of it, but there's a small part of me, right? There's this girl on Instagram, Bray, I think her name is.
Yeah.
I would just love to hear what she would do as far as additional harmonies with this. Because I feel like she'd make me want to throw up and I'd be so excited about it.
Did you see the YouTube version where he had like a choir with him?
Please send it to me. Wait. I feel like you sent this to us in group chat. That sounds vaguely familiar.
Hold on. We going.
Send that. Send that.
We have a church tonight.
Oh, yeah.
While I look for that, just a little bit of the new one. He got Michael. He got Michael McDonald.
Oh.
You tell me you love me, but you got me feeling kind of lonely. I never thought that I'd see the day. You tell me you got me, said you'd always be my one and only. I'm feeling like you're drifting away. I'm holding up for something. I'm coming up with nothing. I'm losing hope that ever we could start again. Been holding us together, the minute goes away. Said you never hurt me, but I'm broken hearted.
Loving you,
Jacob Collier is not playing with y'all. That joke is called Wherever I Go. I cannot wait for this album to drop.
Hey.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait. You understand me?
The excitement. I feel in my toes. Got the wig.
I will play a little bit of this, but I'm scared for this. Yeah, I knew it. I knew what the ad was gonna play. All right, I think I got it.
Listening to Spotify.
All right, check this junk out. I'm gonna give y'all a little of this. This is the acoustic. It's called the Mahogany Session of the Little Blue Joint with Jacob Collier. He got like, I don't know, about 30 people with him. If you don't know him, I suggest. Come on, sir.
Little blue,
what you doing?
Be my shelter, be my cradle, be my room, be my boat, be my river, be the still. If I could, I'd go with you to a place I never knew. In your eyes, so dark and open, there's a light that leads me back to you. 'Cause you're not so far away.
I gotta just see it for yourself. It's on YouTube. Jacob Collier, yeah, Little Blue, the Mahogany Session. I put the link in the Zoom chat. It's that's 7 minutes long. Like,
gosh.
But I tell you, I watched it. I was just like, I was just like, man. I like music like that is like so well needed, yo.
Yeah,
so well needed. But man, let me tell y'all something right now, and I hope y'all still love me after I say this.
Uh-oh.
November 10th is Christmas Day. We already know that December 25th is when we celebrate. But as for me and the Smith household, November 10th is Christmas Day.
Care to expound?
Okay, I will. This is what I do.
Shut up, George.
What's I'm that gonna... album, George?
Ladies and gentlemen, Renata Del Carmen is here. You hear me?
Bless the Lord, everybody.
What's going on?
They let me out the corner.
How you doing?
I've been in the corner, aka the altar.
A good place to be.
I mean, man.
I miss y'all.
We miss you too, man. We miss you
November
too.
November is a month of gratitude for me. So I'm excited about all this gratitude you're about to express on November 10th.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm just going to play it and y'all going to know.
Smile. Help me undress, oh yes. I'll be a present. Just give me a presence. That's all that I'm asking of you. Take my body, boy. You know you got it. Just look what you started. It's a Christmas party for two.
Y'all know who that is?
That's a good reason for Christmas to be on the 10th of November.
I'm just letting y'all know. That's actually coming out Friday. So I'm giving grace. The single is coming out Friday.
Oh.
So that's Christmas. Christmas Eve is a week this year. So Christmas Eve runs from the 3rd of November to the 9th. And then Christmas Day.
So does that mean I'm going to be getting... Does that mean I'm going to be getting early birthday?
Wait a minute now.
Salutations. I mean, you said Christmas Eve. That's my birthday. So I figured I'd ask.
Your birthday is December 24th. You are not Jesus. We know when you were born.
Nigga. You just said my birthday is Christmas Eve. You just said Christmas Eve. Did he not? Did I hear him correctly?
But I did. I said that. But this.
No. Don't
but we know that. But your birth certificate says December 24th, that we know that.
You don't know what my birth certificate says, nigga.
If you can show me the Lord's birth certificate that says December 25th, then
it's never. It wasn't even when Jesus was born.
I'll work something out. That's why we can work around the state. Like, I don't know. I literally don't know what to do with my hands. Like,
Brady's that sounds crazy. Hey, yo, that sounds crazy. Play that. Sounds crazy.
That's a Will Ferrell reference. Talladega Nights.
That doesn't make it sound any less crazy. Play the sound.
Okay.
Hey, yo, that was crazy.
Hey, yo,
that
was crazy.
Thank you.
So yeah, she's back giving us a Christmas joint. Music is making me happy once again. It's been a minute. Heck, even Jordan Sparks dropped a new song. Is there a lot of people coming back doing some good music? And I'm excited about it. I'm trying to see if there's anything that's like, I got a bunch of new songs that I added. But like nothing that's in like would be more incredible than the Collier and the Shindellas and the Victoria Monet. So make sure y'all check those out and support those. And we gotta bombard heaven for Brandy. Y'all already know what's gonna be like. What's y'all favorite Christmas? Like since we're here, if you had to pick a Christmas project. Like one that you've referenced during the holidays. What's one that you enjoy that when Christmas time comes around, you always rock with it?
Thriller. I'm sorry.
Grace Thrillers? Oh,
No, crazy.
Oh, I thought
talking about Michael. We can I was do just that. Joking. Hey, H.
Corey Reed. What's going on with you?
I was patiently waiting for my time. I don't know what I walked into. But good evening, all.
Bless your heart.
You all right, man? You okay? Everything all right?
Why not be?
I was just checking up on you, brother. I was just checking up on you, brother. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it.
Big Boss, Del Carmen, Chuck.
Hola. Bless your life, Reed.
Bless the Lord.
All right, so we'll start here.
We have Brandy. We're done with Brandy appreciation already?
This is why I'm stopping, Renata. There shall be an overload of Brandy in the weeks forthcoming. So
I feel you.
I'm just gonna pump the brakes now. Cause I'm gonna need my own personal time. So I might have to take a week off from my old self. But then after that, it's up. It's gonna go crazy. But I want to start here. Keith Lee was absolutely right. And I'm so glad that he's exposing these Atlanta restaurants for their niggotry and foolery.
Yeah.
Why are they threatening that man?
Because it's easier for them to threaten somebody than to give proper customer service and putting these jail rules around food that people are buying.
All I'm saying is that if they are stupid enough to go against Keith Lee, they better come with lethal weapons, because he used to be an MMA fighter. He's nobody to play with.
That part.
He's such a sweet guy, but he's not one to be messed with. I don't understand. Why do
hands
people
and
so
foots.
Now, what he should have done, he should have gone to Milk and Honey on Cascade and Fulton Industrial and got him some of them honey butter biscuits, or the shrimp and grits, or the crab cakes.
His latest video, he said they called him out there, so he's not understanding the narrative they putting out there.
Right.
Like, they don't know who he is because he goes where people ask him to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But mm-hmm. he went to the real Milk and Honey. So if I'm not mistaken, the story behind that is that Milk and Honey on Cascade and Fulton Industrial, there was a husband and wife. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe they divorced and the husband went ahead and did the real Milk and Honey, being petty, but it just did him wrong. It didn't.
What did you say it was? What was the crossroads?
Cascade Avenue and Fulton Industrial Boulevard.
Is that by Harmony and Gessner?
If you are on I-20 and you get off at exit 20,
don't listen to me. That was the reference from Friday. That was around here between Harmony and Gessner.
Sorry.
We call us a little twin.
You're thinking about food. You playing games.
Yeah,
I missed it. I know exactly where this is because I used to live right around the corner. I could walk to.
Thank you, Renata. Thank you. My delayed laugh. Thank you for the laugh track. I thank you. It was a little delayed. But you're here now. I don't know about you all, but if I'm not being called a nigga when I get my food, I'm sure the food is trash. We get worse services at some of our favorite Jamaican restaurants. I mean, if they ain't sucking their teeth at you and telling you they're going to charge you extra for every little thing, do you really want to eat there? Like,
no, not at a Jamaican restaurant, I don't. If they took the last time I was eating there.
You want to go someplace so you can actually look at the menu and see pictures and like, no. I want the menu to be half distorted or out because the lights are gone, the letters scraped off.
Mm-hmm.
You ask somebody, hey, what's that? And they get an attitude with you like you're supposed to know what's there. Like, I want some attitude when I order my food. If you got a pending grade in your window, I know the food about to slap.
That sounds crazy, but that's a little too far for me. Yeah. I knew the food wasn't good in one Jamaican restaurant when I saw that they put oxtails, and I was like, I'm not walking
in. Get out of there. You see that S?
That duck. S, that's so colonized. I can't even, never. Just never. I walked away. As soon as I saw the menu and it said oxtails, I said, oh no. Oh no. Not my business.
But you know what's ironic though? My worst restaurant experience in Atlanta was a Jamaican restaurant, and not for all the normal reasons. Because at the end of the day, no matter how mean and nasty they are, you eventually get your food. I went there with my family. It was one of those family trips to Atlanta, you know. At the time, my aunt was passed, but she was alive. Then we all took the whole family to a Jamaican spot that my cousin suggested. And it was someplace where she knew the person, and, you know, she just wanted to patronize them because they were friends and they did business together. So there's a whole lot of sucking and jiving and laughing and stuff going on. Like, look, we literally just got off the plane. I'm a little ticked off because I'm like, I just left the Northeast and I got to Atlanta and y'all took me to a Jamaican restaurant. I don't want Jamaican food down here. I want something different. But that was already, I was already upset about that. So then The dude called himself flirting with my aunt, my cousins, my mom. He's just floating around. He's just for those that are aware, he's on his Cecil Johnson. He's on his Sweet Pea. He got his shirt open. He got a chain, hairy chest, all of that junk. You know, he's a sugar daddy. It's his business. He's going crazy. Ladies, are you okay? Everybody all right with their food? I mean, you know, talking all sweet and stuff like that. And I'm like, bro, I didn't get my food yet. Like, mind you, my whole family is eating. Like, mother, aunt, cousins, their family, my wife, my kids, everybody's eating. I was like, bro, I didn't get my food yet. That nigga looked at me and was like, yes, and you're going to wait more. I said, excuse me? He said, yes, you don't have your food and you're going to continue to wait. And then turned around and walked away from me. And I'm like, no, I'm in the Twilight Zone. Mind you, everybody else is laughing. Because they just think it's the sweetest, funniest thing at all time. But I have alter ego called Old George. Chuck, you know Old George. I proceeded to cuss that man. I proceeded to cuss that man out. I got dragged outside. It was nasty. Like, I was so upset. I called him everything. I was like, yo, this place is trash. I don't remember everything because I really, really blacked out on him. But, like, he wanted to be Isaac from the Love Boat, flirting with my aunt and my cousins and all of that stuff, instead of just serving the food. And it just went left. I just did the spoiled brat thing. When they came out with my food, I was like, I don't want it. I'm not paying for it. And I walked out. Hungry as whatever. I was so hungry. But yeah, when I saw this thing going down with Keith Lee, I was like, yep, that's how they do. That's how they do. But yeah, that's not the guy you want to threaten, y'all.
Yeah, I saw some people say they want to send Keith Lee to their family house because some of their family need to be reported. So
that's funny.
Nah, man. They need to get listen, I don't want him to stop doing what he's doing because he's definitely blowing up like local food spots and stuff like that. But like, I'm glad that part of it, because all these unnecessary rules, and now that with the DoorDash telling people that, you know what I'm saying, your food gonna take longer if you don't tip. Like, what is happening, yo? Y'all taking liberties. Too many liberties.
It's not only that. Like, I get people who work in the service industry make most of their money on tips. So I understand why mm-hmm. they want to encourage people to tip, but that's not the way you encourage people to tip. Right. The other thing is, like, the service is not matching the tip. Like, the automatic gratuities of, like, 18%, like, let's revisit why you are tipped. Like, you're tipped because of the service you provide. So if you provide mm-hmm. trash service, why are you expecting, like, this grand tip? No.
But also, have y'all ever tipped somebody before they provided the service? Because I can't tell you how many times I've DoorDashed or Instacarted or whatever, and these niggas will bring me the wrong stuff, but still expect this grand tip. And I'm like, I said refund. Mm-hmm. Take a place. Why are you taking liberties?
I try to tip before, and then if they do excellent, then I increase it. If they just do normal, then I just leave it. And if they don't, like, follow the instructions that I have, like, especially for something like Uber Eats, where I'm like, hey, you know, my delivery instructions are in the notes, just follow them. Like, if I tell them to do that and they be like, yeah, and they don't follow, oh, I'm definitely grabbing my tip back. That's just, I'm editing that joke.
You know what's crazy that I'm trying not to think about, because I'll never order anything if I do. CD Jakes, I was watching on Sunday, and he was talking about Instacart, and he was saying that how he tips well in advance because he doesn't want anybody, like, spitting his food and stuff. And I was like, this is so crazy, but people are crazy, and that is a real thing.
I mean, it is, but also CD Jakes is living a very different lifestyle than me. So
that is true.
God bless you. God bless you.
That is true.
As and I say this in the chat, but as a person, a reformed Uber driver, Uber Eats driver, because I don't have niggas in my car. But as a reformed Uber Eats driver, so when you get a trip, it'll tell you the amount of the trip. So let's say Chuck orders Renata's reimagined products. Look at that. You see that plug? Chuck orders reimagined products. And
it comes up. I need to order a scrub.
You see that? If I'm a driver, I get the order and I have to pick it up, it'll tell me, let's say, $75, right? I look at the, for me, how I used to do it, I used to look at the amount of the trip. I didn't look at where the trip was. I would look at the amount of the trip. Is it worth my time? Okay. If it was decent money in a short distance trip, 10 times out of 10, I'm going to take the trip. But if it's a $50 trip, but it's going to take me 10 miles, then I'm reevaluating, like, do I really? Because I can do two trips, three trips in a time. Mm-hmm. Long story, less long. If I see a trip that's like $20 and it's coming from Morton's Steakhouse, I'm probably going to decline that trip because it's like you order them from Morton's. And if you're not getting over $100 worth of food from Morton's, why would I even waste my time? Some people, however, if they order like high-end food, they'll tip you after the food arrives. So the trip may say $50. You go accept the trip, drop off the food, and then you look back in the app and you see that you was tipped maybe $40 for that one trip. So it depends, but also Prejudice Me didn't go to the neighborhood with the niggas. I stayed where I know folks were going tip. So yeah.
See, but Ree, everything you just said speaks to your intelligence and, like, your common sense. And a lot of people, that are doing delivery services, a lot of people in general that are breathing don't have that much.
It is.
Common sense.
That's the people that are breathing.
Come on now.
I mean, we see it all the time on the internet. The numbers don't lie. So, like, they're not thinking like that. They're like, I'm doing this. I need money. I'm trying to get money. Give me yours.
Right.
That's crazy.
It's true, though. It's definitely true. And I did some Ubering and stuff like that, too. It was funny when me and Corey had this conversation a couple years back. We both had the same reaction to each other. I was like, yo, you deliver food? He was like, yo, you let people in your car? I was so, pretty much the pandemic ended my Ubering career. My Ubering career ended in February 2020. It was like one day I drove and I came home and I was talking to my boy. I'm like, yo, I think we drive people around. If there's a virus going on, he's like, I don't think so either. Maybe it's a stop. This is where I'm going to be done. I mean, there was sometimes it was fun. There was sometimes it was like stressful, because like at certain levels of driving, this is the one thing I don't like about the whole Uber driving experience when it's for people. When you start off, they literally don't let you know where you're going or how long the trip is going to take until you're picking up the person.
Oh, I remember that. Would y'all believe I used to drive Uber and deliver pizzas for Domino's?
I believe it. It's a very respectable business. It's a nice way to get money. I'm like, yo, I would bring Charmaine to work. And I'm like, I'm literally downtown New Haven in the middle of Yale University, by the hospital, by the train station. There's mad people coming into work. I was the person that was like, I'm never doing Uber on a late night or no weekend. Like, yo, that's where the money is. I'm like, that's also where people are throwing up in your car. That's also where people are like doing wild stuff. No, thank you. I'm not doing that. I just brought her to work. And then by the time I brought her to work and did my morning runs, it was like about 10 o'clock. And I made a quick $1,500 in like an hour or so. Go back home. Boom. It was simple. I'm like, this is light work. But that Rona came around. And I was like, ah, I think I'm cool.
Ironically, that's when I started doing Uber Eats, was during the Rona, because it was like, all right, well, I ain't at work. Getting paid to essentially sit on Zoom. And my boy was like, yo, Uber Eats is a gold mine. I'm like, nigga, please. And he was like, come with me on one trip. So I went with him to see how the app worked and how it functioned. And when I saw like him getting double trips in one thing, and he was showing me like the different price of trips, I was like, But yeah, during Rona, I will say I used to make a killing on Uber Eats because everything was closed, everybody was inside, and everybody was ordering food. So it was almost it was common sense to be like, all right, well, I guess I'm gonna be doing Uber Eats. But once everybody started going outside, it kind of like went from $20, $30 trips to, hey, take these two trips for $3. And it was like, don't disrespect me.
Right. Yeah, they roped that junk back in. Because I did try to start again after everything was cooled up. And I was like, this ain't for me. Like, nothing was, I'll give y'all a funny story. This is before, like, because once you reach a certain level of driving Uber, you get everything. As soon as you get the notification, they tell you where you're going, how long it's going to take, like gold status or whatever. So, but before that happened, I pull up at somebody's house at, I would say about 3:30. I hit the thing. The trip says 90 minutes. And I look at it, it's pointing to what I was like, these niggas need to ride to the airport. You know me. I was like, hey, they got in the car. I'm like, hey, how you doing? All right, all set. Got your suitcases in. Hey, can I pick up? Get off of work and you can just take this ride with us to the airport. I mean, she won't cause y'all no trouble, and she's getting off work at 4:30. So I'm gonna go get her, and I'm gonna take y'all. That white man looked me dead in my face. He's like, no, sorry, Victor, we can't do that. We need to get to the airport. I'm sorry. I hope there's a way that your wife can get home. I was like, whoo, cold as ice. So I ended up just taking him to the airport. And to be honestly, Joker did not tip me, not one bit. But the airport trips were the most lucrative for me, especially the ones to New York. Whenever you got the New York trip from here, that was your day. So I'll just make that quick run to and back home, and it would be a nice daily check. So. Yeah, shout out to Uber. Shout out to everybody that's on the road. We appreciate y'all, man. I mean, I've had to use it. So I'm very willing and able to, not willing and able, but I'm always like concerned for them, and I always want to tip them. But if they trip too hard, then I'm taking my money back. I'm taking the tip back. But shout out to Keith Lee. Y'all get off Keith Lee. He used to do MMA. He could kick y'all. If he wanted to, he really would kick y'all in the face. So, last week we had a real fun time doing the list, the first date list that went a tad bit viral, and we had a ball going over those. But I got another list, y'all. I got another list. And I need your takes.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, this one's bad. This one is very bad. I literally like just saved it. I didn't want to share it in the group chat or nothing. And it's so petty. It's a list of things men refuse to pay for if they aren't married.
I'm around for that.
If they are not married.
If they aren't married. Like, the reason why I use this is because I don't feel like this is real, because I'm looking at the list and one of them is tithes.
Tithes?
Yeah. What? I can't imagine.
Tithes, if they're not married, that's crazy. That's insane. Clearly, he will.
I would love to hear. Hey, I'm a little short. Could you give me that 10% for church, please? I got you.
Yo, but here's the thing, right? While we may think these lists are fake and a joke, I low-key believe that they aren't, because there's a lot of butthurt niggas out here.
That's true.
A lot of them with mommy and daddy issues.
There's a lot of hurt females too. Let's play the game. The game, when should we play? Everybody hurt.
I'm talking about the list that George just spoke about. And the list, remember, last week's list was about the places you don't take someone on a first date. These niggas came out with a list about the types of women you shouldn't date. How do you go from talking about places to actual people?
Yeah, when that list came up, and especially when it came in group chat, I was like, I wouldn't even give it, like me personally, whatever. I was like, I don't think this should be given any energy, because this is so ridiculous.
But it's not, though, because we're telling you that this is the stuff that we experience on a regular. It's ridiculous to you because it's not, you and the men that you are friends with, the caliber of men that you are, that's not how you think. That's not how you digest or disseminate information in any way, shape, or form. That's not how you communicate. But these jokers is crazy. The niggas said African-American women.
Yo, really? this junk is crazy. So, all right, this is the list that we was going back and forth in the group chat before. Some men have now gotten together a list and made a list of women men should never take on a date. Single mothers, women with tattoos. Can we just stop at the first two? Like, you know how, like, ridiculous that is?
We do. Plot twist.
This list was made by white men disguised as black men.
Nice, James. Nice. Nice. Well done, James.
White men in blackface?
Good job.
Women who dress... Oh, see, it says women who dress like this in public and there's nothing there. Sex workers. And in parentheses, OnlyFans girls. Mattress actresses.
Wait, what? Can somebody elaborate on what a mattress actress is?
A porn star, Renata.
Oh, I'm so I gotta get it straight. You know, I don't know.
But what's crazy about that is that most men think they're getting their money from men. So, I don't know. That's why I don't believe these lists are real.
But some of them are all right. I'm gonna leave it alone because the transgender community is thriving. Oh, geez. Huh. And they're not thriving off of women's wallets.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Hey, Renata, if you want to be on the sports show and talk about Dwight Howard, we already covered that yesterday.
Yo, that oh, my
God. How did I miss you that?
You got to be Renata.
I was the first one that brought that to the group chat.
Me?
Renata, you steady getting blamed for stuff.
Always. It's okay. It's all right.
Wait
the
a minute.
Lord sees.
Agent Smith in a Matrix. Every time Neil was having a good time. Agent came and messed up everything.
Oh, man. But like this list, like after you go through this list, models who market to women, women who travel regularly, women who drink liquor, women who are like, after you go down this list, like this is literally Dwight Howard's list. Because
yeah,
there's no women
left to date but men. Yep.
can we revisit who's the first
age,
two?
Huh?
So can we revisit the first two? Single mothers and women with tattoos.
Bro, that's 98%.
This is literally, George. Literally 98% of the field.
To Chuck's point, right? About the fact that they address people, women as themselves, as opposed to the places women tend to want to go for a first date. There was a woman on TikTok who brought up the fact that men don't consider like she's a good hearted or she has motherly or wife qualities. Like if her face and all the things ain't together, like he's moving on off of simply that. But women have to be more understanding in a scenario of like he doesn't have it like that, but he's a good man and they should be willing to compromise in that area. But men, if you visually don't meet the standard or this list that George is running down, then it's a no-go. So like how does that work? Are men looking at good hearts?
Boy, I wish Kevin Samuels was alive for this conversation here because he would have tore y'all list up.
Well,
Kevin Samuels, because he would have tore
these lists up.
Niggas is not looking at good hearts. They looking at big titties, big booties, pretty faces.
So why can they be so vain? Because
men,
why can they be so vain but women can't?
First off, I'm looking at your Olympic history. I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm looking at your Olympic history.
is that Carfax? I don't know. Is that what you're referring to?
Your Ozempic history tells me how fast you went from a 10 to a 2.
Wow.
Hey, yo, side note, that medication is no joke. I don't know why. Yo, these people are really taking that stuff. That joke is... Anyway, but to Renata's question.
First Jenna took it.
Huh?
First Jenna took it.
I'm not taking Ozempic, but there's one that I'm taking that it does the same job. And I'm telling you, the people that are taking this, the side effects that they're going through, God bless them. God bless
them. I'm too y'all afraid, like, I'm too afraid. I yet know what causes cancer. I can't. I'm not fooling
with you. I yet know.
I'm not fooling up with any of that. But well, it's interesting to know. And look, for the record, because I don't want anybody to think anything other, like, I don't, Cheesecake Factory, Cracker Barrel, I'm with all of it if I like you, except for Applebee's. I cannot stand the food at Applebee's.
Yeah, we determined that even the water was nasty last week. But you good.
Yeah, no. But you guys really don't. That's so sad. Men don't look at the heart. Wow.
But that's can sad. I ask you a serious question?
We've never been raised to.
But not even that deep.
Renata, in our men in our prayer group, we talk about if they're spiritually connected. We can't be unequally yoked. So
I'm sick of it.
We speak about if they equally connected, what their prayer life look like. That's what we look at first in our prayer chat.
Oh my God. I'm so, you know, I hope you guys are standing in the gap for your brother.
Sorry, I felt my help when we brought it back to my remembrance to the Bible study.
I love that you guys are interceding for the rest of the male population.
Are they?
Men are visual creatures, so we're going to see what we see first. I would say it's impossible to see a heart on the first debut of someone in your space. You're going to have to learn them a little bit to get to that. Pretty looks can't hold you though. Like
so
once you get to the crux
to hold
of the it,
woman.
I don't know. You gotta tell me that. I don't know.
We're not answering
your
question.
I'm curious of what you guys believe. Shoot, Reed.
So if we're looking at this at an equal lens, right? And guys are looking at physical things, up until a certain extent, because eventually you're going to have some sort of conversation. You're going to have to be able to hold the conversation. The problem with these Instagram models, they started doing videos, and we had to hear how they spoke. When it was just pictures, it was amazing. Mm. But eventually, you're going to have to hold the conversation. So if we're looking at this from both sides, yeah, men and women have expectations of what they're looking for in another person, right? They may have a list, some may not. But in both instances, you have to be physically attracted to somebody before you move forward, no? If a guy jumps in your DMs, do you not look at his picture first and be like, maybe I'll keep talking?
I'm not disputing that. There's absolutely a need for a physical attraction, but women are not desperate for men who are physically attracted to them and want to have sex with them, because men will have sex with them whether they're physically attracted to them or not in that way.
Cap.
Or
I call cap.
Why? Really? Because brother, some of the people I see people taking down, the people I see turning up pregnant, I beg to differ.
Yeah, I know a few fellas that'll screw a fire hydrant if it had a cooch.
Look, yikes. Baby.
Not a fire hydrant. Darn.
My house is on fire, sir.
I gotta give this up.
I'm just saying that women need something to say. Like, he's worthy of more of my time. Like, he brings something to the table that I'm either lacking or that is compatible with what I have that will help us grow and evolve as human beings and hopefully as a couple that is pursuing a marriage and a life together. But for men, what is it with women? Is it their looks? Can they cook? And if they shut up, like, I'm trying to figure it out because the internet says so much and I don't know.
Well, if I can just give my little two cents, it all depends on the maturity level of the man. If you catch him at a certain part of his life, it's going to be the looks until he's dated enough beautiful, crazy women. Then he's no longer concerned about Then he's concerned about, you know, how she is as a person. So it all depends on where they're at in their life. So I was having to talk
until after that first crazy baby mother, then they like, oh, I got to do something different.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Sometimes they get to two or three crazy baby mothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have some guys that are actually attracted to the crazy until they get fed up with it. And then it's like, by then it's like too much. And now, you know, they're treating other women a specific kind of way because of the choices that they made. But it really all depends on where they're at in their life. Rather than, you know, all men just go off of looks. No, all men don't go off of looks. You know, yeah, of course, we're all visual creatures. Like if we go to a restaurant and somebody brings us a plate of food that is visually unappealing, we're going to be like, nah, we ain't eating it. We're all visual people. We have eyes. Mm-hmm. But as for men, I know some emotionally intelligent men who are young and things of that nature.
They're emotional intelligent.
Yeah, actually, I would dare to say men are more emotional than women.
Because
if you look at most of the murders that take place within relationships, they're committed by men. Men are killing women because they don't know how to manage their emotions. So it's, I mean, this thing could go down a whole bunch of avenues. I don't want to take up all the time.
Self-regulating.
I ain't kill a soul, by the way. That's one.
That we know of.
I wanted to, boy. My Dexter wanted to come right out and... Ooh.
No,
that's so violent. Damn, Dexter. Wow. Remind me never to get on your bad side, JC3.
I'm the nicest person you ever want to be.
I believe it.
Kingdom suffering violence, but the violence.
My God, don't you do it.
Don't make no sense.
You have to take nothing by force over here. No. I believe God.
Yeah, but,
I believe you.
But the same thing can also go for women because at certain parts of their lives, like we went through a whole phase in the late 90s. I want to soldier the roughnecks and all that. And after, you know, a couple women been knocked in between the stove and the refrigerator, now they want the gentleman. So it's a person by person basis.
Yes.
Rule. But listen, let me tell you something about this, which I love because this is always a good conversation topic when it doesn't go crazy. I don't think there's a solid answer for it, for anything. Everything is so case to case that I don't think we could ever
Facts.
Figure it out. But once we find our person that we're ready to just say, okay, I love you enough to say that this is happening. I understand it. I might not agree with it, but since I love you, I'm going to either A, allow it to happen, or B, just rock with it because I love you. Now, there's a lot of things that could go on initially that can cause people to break apart.
Can I chime in right quick, George?
Go ahead, Corey.
I think the what you said is important. Like what you like, what the next person likes, it's not going to be the same. That's why everybody ain't married to the same wife, or that's why some people have attraction to the same person, but they ain't married to the same person. What it comes down to is if we listen to the internet's lists, people would be single or not in relationships because half the people on the internet don't know what they want in the first place.
But
I think it boils down to JC's preference, Darlene's preference, Renata's preference, George's preference, Corey's preference. It's wrapped around our own individual needs. So I can't listen to the internet tell me not to date somebody that looked like this or not to go on a date that went here, because if that's stuff I like to do, then now I'm shooting myself in the foot trying to listen to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I say you like that's what facts. You like, eat what you want to eat, and just make sure your personal hygiene is always up to par. But
that part,
man,
you can never lose there.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. I know that.
Say that again, Reed.
I forgot what I said. I was in the zone. I blacked out. It was like old school when he had his little moment. I'm sorry. But yeah, cleanliness is never godliness. Keep your hygiene up to par.
Keep it clean. But honestly, I agree with that point greatly. A lot of these experts and people that are online, they're like, I kind of
Derek Jackson.
Man, nigga. I compare them to Big Pharma. They want to keep you sick. The only way they stay rich.
Not Big Pharma.
They want to keep you sick. They ain't trying to heal nobody.
But they're to not that trying, point,
listen, that page, that Instagram page is called Spiritual Word. And the amount of mess
negative that is posted
on the Spiritual Word page is disgusting.
But to that point, right, I have a question. Maybe you guys have someone, maybe you don't, I don't know. I see a lot of people speaking to women about what they should do to either meet their husband, be in a relationship, get married, get engaged, all the things, right? There's women talking to women. There's men talking to women. There are gay men talking to women. Who is talking to the men? Does anybody talk to the men? Who speaks to the men about how to find a wife? Does that exist?
Well, Kevin Samuels, before he started,
child, if y'all say that,
before he got big, no, seriously, like before he became big on the internet, he was going in heavy on men.
He didn't have
a following. Like nobody was really saying nothing. Nobody was bigging him up or anything like that. But as soon as he turned to the women, that's when he started drawing an audience. You know, the negativity sells, but there are. Men who speak to men, tell them they got to do better, be better providers, be better protectors, you know, have more control over their emotions, et cetera, et cetera. It's just that, okay, because we live in America and patriarchy over here is at an all-time high, like nobody's really going to pay attention to the correction of men, because men are always taught, we only have to do two things. We are always taught protect and provide.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, men were never taught, no, you have to have self-control. Nah, we were taught growing up, screw as many women as you can. We weren't taught to abstain ourselves and save our virginity for women, but yet we'll teach our daughters, save your virginity for the husband. So there has to be a lot of reprogramming that we have to do in teaching our young boys at an early age so they can grow and develop into mentally, emotionally, and spiritually mature men, and then they could teach their sons and their community and so on and so on.
And you know what else I just thought about, and it's funny, but it's not funny. I think that probably the only time that you could get a group of men to sit down and listen to somebody speaking is when they're in jail.
Facts, though.
Like, if you call the women's conference right now,
sold out.
Perfect example. Women that are loose is the women's WrestleMania. They could pack out.
Yo, what?
That's the truth, though. That's the truth.
They could listen. They could pack out any Cowboy arena. Stadium. They could pack out any arena because women love to hear that interaction, those conversations, man. You gotta do Men That Aren't Loose on Saturday, and that's after the men's group does a car wash, because that's the only way you're gonna get them to the church. Because if you just say it's a men's conference where we're gonna sit down and talk, they sleeping that Saturday.
How are you guys being poured into that? The purpose of those women's conferences or whatever it is, whether it's a wellness retreat, girls' night out, girls' brunch, is to have time to be poured into and filled up so you can go back.
Are all of them for pouring into now?
I'm talking about what I do.
I know there's pouring going on when y'all get together. I know there's pouring going. There's definitely pouring going on when y'all get together. There's a refreshing pouring, and there's a pouring of thirst. My God,
I just wonder, because I ask men when dating. I ask men who holds you accountable, and the responses I get.
Oh, now that's different. Accountability is my circle.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Now, but if you're talking about accountability, that's like I'm just gonna speak for me personally. I'll name the people off. That's Vindell. That's Andrew. That's TJ. That's James. I could name the people off. Like, so if it's an accountability thing you're talking about, that's my circle all day long, and it's been like that. Now the people and the faces have changed, definitely, because for some reason, because, you know, men, with our lack of communication sometimes, people will separate themselves from people without giving an explanation or anything, and then, you know, things just change. And I know for me, if somebody removes themselves from me, I'm not in the mood to ask you why. Like, if you do that. Like, if you do that to me, I'm just going to be like, there's a reason why you're walking away from me, and you're not going to have this conversation with me. I don't have no problem with you, because you don't have an issue with me.
Yep.
So if you got an issue with me and you ain't going to bring it to me, you're just going to leave. God bless you. I hope I see you on the other side. And if I do, I hope I don't get set to hell for not speaking to you. Now, but if we're talking about accountability, like, my circle is my accountability. Like, and like, I'll break it down to like a different example, like even smaller thing. When I was doing music, like heavy doing music, like I would get the song, I would get the track, I would write the track, I would horribly sing the reference, then get somebody to sing the reference correctly. After I get the reference, I get it back to the producer. Then we would do like a dummy track and then go in the studio and lay it down. Then I would get it to my brother. Then I would send it to Doobie. What you feel about this song? How you think it's going? And they would be like, yo, this is trash. Or you could do this. And then I'll take it back, take the notes, do it again, get it closer, get it mixed. Before I get the final mix, send it back to my brother, send it back to Doobie, send it to DJ, give it to Fresh Ears. So like, and this is the point that I always made for musicians, and I guess it could work for relationships too. When people used to ask me for advice on music, and they would bring me a fully mixed and mastered song, the song is done. They would bring it to me and be like, George, what do you think about this song? It's fully mixed and mastered. I'm like, I think that the song is done. There's no advice I could give you, but good luck, and I hope everything works out for you. So like when you're coming to people and you with like pretense or you're coming to people with your opinion already fully formed, I can't help you. If you're already set in this way and there's nothing I can say to fix it because you already paid for the mix, you already paid for the master, you let me listen to the final version. So the only way I can help you is if I can speak to the unfinished version and then we could collab and make the version right. If I'm not making sense, let me know. But
no, I totally get that. And I think when I ask the question of men, that's what I want to know, right? Like, do you have a circle of people around you that you trust and confide in and will give you sound, preferably biblical advice on the decisions that you are making in your life? At some point, right? Like, if we're in a relationship or we're married and there is something you're experiencing that I, as your significant other, am not able to support you with, who can I call that's going to be able to support you, right? And I think for men, there are just things that you prefer to deal with your friends or with those male in your life that you trust. But if you say no one, I'm concerned. I don't want to date you.
Yeah.
You don't have nobody.
That's a concern.
No. No. Nope.
Oh, you better get ready.
Yeah, no.
Sure.
No.
You better get you some glasses and a notepad.
Because nope. You gotta work. Not at this big age. Not at this big age.
But to be fair, I guess that's all you're talking about upon first meet. Am I correct? You're talking about like.
It's not the first conversation question, but if we're talking about our life and who we are as people, how do I get to know you, right? I'm asking, like, what is your life like? How do you make decisions in your life? How do you, all this, like, what's your favorite color? What type of food you like to eat? We are not in high school. Like,
we need to
understand who we are as people to determine whether or not we're compatible. We don't have to spend a year getting to know each other. These very simple questions could help us identify where we are in our life. And that doesn't necessarily...
I don't know. People lie, right?
But that doesn't necessarily mean...
That's the point I was about to make. Because I was like, you kill them in that interview. There's some people that are great interviewers and horrible workers.
Ooh. Yeah. So, no.
I don't want to be blown away in the interview. Like, yo, work started at 9. It's 9:10. Like, yo, Keith Lee was doing a review on the food. I couldn't get the breakfast. Like, always got excuses. So, I mean, like, some stuff does take time for some people. Like, I don't, personally for me, I don't know what that's like because I met Charmaine in July, and we was engaged by November. So, like, I'm just different. You can't put and that's why everything I say, that's why every time I'm saying everything is case to case, and everybody has got a different story. So, it's hard for me to ever say or point anybody, stop painting anybody in the corner. So I don't know, man. You got to work that thing out and fear and trembling. You better pray. You hear me?
Yo, I can't. Love that.
But I mean, I just say give yourself some time. Like, I just know for me and my situation, I knew where it was at. And I think the thing that helped my situation be so quick was he was in Jamaica and I was here. So it was just a conversation of, look, and this was way before Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi to connect to the FaceTime. This was phone cards, James. I had to go to Sam's Club and go get me a rechargeable phone card.
Oh, Sam's Club, wow.
I had to go put credit on the phone card and call. I'm like, listen, if we're going to do this, we gonna be together. Like, it was one of those things. Because if there was any doubt, I was just like, all right, then, you know, nice to meet you, but can't do it.
I would suggest for females, this is where having a best friend of the opposite gender coming, or family of the opposite gender, because with all my sisters, if they're getting to know someone and they're feeling like they're starting to catch feelings, as big brother, okay, I want to meet them. Mm-hmm. Well, but big brother, why you want to meet him? Don't be mean. I said, no, I'm not going to be mean. It's just as men, we can feel the energy of other men, and we could tell by one look or just by one conversation if he's worth it or not. See, he could put on a good front in front of a female, because if she wants it to work, a lot of times they'll ignore the red flag. So I'll have my sisters bring them to me, and then I don't believe in cookie cutter questions. I'll get right down to it. What's your father in your life? What's your relationship like with your mother? Do you go to church? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because I don't have no time for that. You know, what's your favorite color? Do you know, all this other stuff. No, no, no. If you're thinking about courting my sister, as a big brother and a protector of my sister, I got to know whether I need to make some space in the desert for your body or not. Because my thing is this, like, I don't play, like, family is real big for me. It's real, 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 real big for me. Like, I'm very transparent with my sisters. I said, always respect the man that tells you up front that he's just in it for sex. Don't cuss him out. Don't get upset, because he saved you a bunch of time and energy. Because now the choice is up to you on whether or not you want to deal with him. If he's being honest and telling you what it is, now the ball's in your court. So you can't say or get mad at him for lying to you or whatever the case, just because he wanted draws. No, if he was up front from the beginning, respect that man and his honesty, and now the decision is yours. But a lot of times it's like, that's when having somebody that you trust of the opposite gender, whether it be a best friend or a sibling, interview that person, because I'm pretty sure y'all close with George. If y'all bring a guy that y'all interested to George, George will be able to tell off rip. He'll give him the green light and say, yeah, I think he might be the one, or he'll be like, nah.
That nigga buys gas from Hess. You better run. And he got regular. You better get out of here.
So now he's adding... Don't date men who buy gas from Hess.
There it is.
Be stranded on the side of the road somewhere. Be
Tuesday before Thanksgiving, y'all at Dollar General. Talk about, listen, these plates eat just as good.
Yeah, if they ain't hefty foam plates, nah. Baloney.
You gotta come here in the morning or the chips get stale. Don't ask me how I know. Just come on. Oh, but definitely leave the Grand Rising Queens niggas alone. I could definitely say that. If I can give any advice, if they Grand Rising you to death, leave them alone. Don't do it. Oh, man. Don't do it. There was a show. I really wish I could hear this. I listened to, I call it Kevin Hart Radio Show, but he's not on there no more. It's the Plastic Cup Boys, and they had this relationship therapist. Well, not even relationship therapist. He's just a doctor. His name is Chris Johnson. And, like, his insight was crazy. Like, the stuff that he was coming. I wish I could hear him. He's a very intelligent cat. But and funny at the same time. But with that being said, man, listen, this other list, before we get out of here, we're not going to be before y'all long this, I was going to say this evening or whenever you're listening to this, because I had a long day today, but I wanted to make sure that you guys had a podcast to rock with, podcast to listen to. Actually, I'm not doing this. Because I just looked down at the list, and one of the things that men refuse to pay for if they're not married, one of them is Za. What is Za? I'm showing my age. One of them, Z-A. Za.
The weed.
Marijuana. Okay.
Oh, Mary Jane. Okay.
All right.
Which is a lie.
But
that's a lie.
Stupid. Like, if you're
it's also a lie, because if the Za gonna get you the, you gonna buy the recreation.
Za. Listen, let me. you better preach, Doug Carmen.
Okay.
Listen, I've been out of the game for a minute, but it's legal now. So y'all saying it's legal, and I can get it in gummy bears. And I could actually sit down in places in public and do it. How much you want? What kind you want?
Sativa or indica? What's Jesus?
Like seriously, like I don't know. This is the last list show. I'll tell you that. Unless what is like really, really like stupidly funny, we'll address it. But all this going back and forth, I kind of love that Cheesecake Factory really won out of this. Heck, we went today for lunch. Got me my chicken Bellagio. Share it with Charmaine. Then that's nothing, fellas. You need to learn to share your food. Even though they don't know what they want to eat, I'm going to tell you right now.
No, I can't.
James Cook, listen, hear me out. It's going to be, next April will be 20 years for me. They don't know what they want to eat. But whatever you get, they want some. Every time. You need long suffering in these last evil days. I'm trying to tell you. So, and I'm gonna give you.
Why some is that a problem? Why we can't take this?
See, you hear that?
Why can't y'all know what y'all want to eat?
I'm just giving.
I want to eat and want to see if what you have is good too.
Listen, James, I'm gonna give you some free game. This is free game for y'all fellas. This is what you want, Renata. You want me to help these guys? I'm gonna help the guys. So if you hear these phrases, they want a bite to eat. Here you go. What's that? If they say what's that, they want some of the food.
I prepare. So what are you gonna get? What are you ordering? Sorry,
because
to set it
you
up.
Never get the same thing. Don't ever get the same thing.
Listen, if
you want to get dubbed, if you want to get dubbed quickly, order the same thing that she did. She gonna look at you like you have no creativity. You got nothing but C's in art in high school. She gonna look at you like you crazy. All you drew was blue squares in high school. You have no idea what you're talking about, sir. They're gonna say, so what's that is one of them. Here's another one, James, that they don't think I know about.
Talk about her like this.
We get dubbed too.
No. That's the thing. I will give women credit. They are very willing to share their food with you. But
I never.
But that's part of the plan to get your food. Like they're letting you eat because they want some of yours. Here's another key word. That looked different.
Uh-huh.
If you hear that look different, they want to.
Or why yours look better than mine. Why?
They want to taste the food.
Y'all sound scarred.
Here's another secret. Am I lying? Here's another one. This one is more open and honest. That looked good.
Renata, what is happening right now?
I don't know, because they should just order to the table and save them stuff.
Y'all sound hurt.
For the table.
No, Renata said that she wanted me to help these men, so I'm helping them out. Because what they can't do is if they hear one of these phrases, you can't roll your eyes, drop your shoulders, hold your head. You want some? No, you can't do that, fellas.
You order for the table.
But at the same time, after ordering for the table, and she says,
wings and calamari for the table.
Oh, there it is.
Oh. Reed has spoken.
Come on, Reed.
I've seen the dude order for a table and she turned around and wanted something that wasn't even ordered.
Who y'all dating? Who are y'all dating? Lito's
going to know. Hey, not me. Not me. Oh, no.
What'd you say, James? 45 minutes later, everybody looks like, what's wrong, babe? I didn't like this. I wanted to get something else, but you ordered for everybody. That's how she sounds.
I'm done.
I didn't really want this. Like, I don't really do fish like that, but whatever. Like,
then you gotta stop somewhere on the way home.
Man.
Cause you're full, but her stomach's still growling in the car. Jesus.
Wow, these are your biggest complaints, Lord.
No, this is not complaints. I'm just helping my fellas out. You wanted us to counsel these men. We're trying to get them up to speed. You got to keep your countenance, fellas. Yeah. Always keep a pleasant look on your face. And when adversity strikes.
And don't flirt back with the waiter, with the waitress.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God.
Wow.
No.
Keep eye contact to a minimum.
Yep.
Keep the conversation. Keep everybody engaged in the conversation. Please.
If she's a good looking waitress, tell her what you're ordering while looking at the menu.
Yeah, Renata, we gotta say it. We have to say it, Renata, because there's a lot of pressure out there. I ain't gonna lie to you. Sweet Jesus.
But let me tell you, I met with a friend the other day. We've been friends since almost over 20 years. And he recently came back from Ghana. He moved to Ghana and he's back for a little while. And we went to lunch and the waitress kept coming over, but she was like just good at her job. I saw her as good at her job, right? And I'm not that person that's like, what is she looking at? Why is she being so? Why are you flirting with? Like, that's not me anyway. But I could tell that she in particular was like into him. And I was like, I'm a free this girl and I'm gonna let her know that we're just friends and she can have her way because I could have her way. Yeah, like, So when she came over, the last time she came over, I'm like, I just want to tell you this is my friend. We're good friends. So, like, no pressure. Like, no stress. You're good. And I went to the bathroom when I was done in the bathroom, I came out of the bathroom, they had like a little lounge area by the restroom, a mirror. So I was like in the mirror, but kind of looking. And sis was having a great time with him. You hear me? Whole full blown conversation. No, there are other people in the restaurant not even paying attention to the rest of her customers. I'm like, this is why these women be ready to turn up with a man in the establishment. Because if that was my man, right, and I'm cool with that. But in my mind, I was like, would she have done that if I didn't? Like, would I have gone to the bathroom? Would she have been out there kikiing with my man?
That's why I said, don't flirt back. Never know. Never know. Never know.
Chuck said, I know that, Chuck. Let me get out of here. Please. You know what? We want to thank you for listening to it. You heard this?
I hate that. Don't do that to me. No.
Nigga, that Bronx hump right there. I heard everything in that. Hey, since we translating that hump was, I wish a nigga listen. Would.
Your mother, don't play with me. And I mean that. Play with your mother. Don't play with me. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Knock it off.
Yo, what? Yo, Chuck, I know I don't know you like that, but why your voice dropped like two whole octaves? Like, what's
I'm still very much a Bronx girl. My move down south meant nothing. But that, don't play with me. Don't play with me.
So Charlamagne the God was right, right? The craziest people are in Florida. Bronx are all of Florida.
Florida. I'm not crazy. I can manage myself.
No, you hear how the octaves went right back up.
All of that. No, what I'm saying is, listen, a code switch can happen. I know how to conduct myself, but I'm also not one to be played with. Never been the one or the two. That's why I tell you, play with your mother. Don't play with me.
You know, I like her. I like Chuck. Yeah, Chuck, you all right with me, Jen. You all right with me.
And ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Another episode of the Hello Beautiful People podcast. We hope we help somebody. This last list show.
Fellas, keep your eyes on the menu.
Listen, fellas, keep your shoulders. Don't drop your shoulders. Don't roll your eyes. Smile. Put the foot. Actually, don't let her get into your plate. You give her a nice section of what she wants on your fork, and you feed it to her.
Before you take the first bite. Let her get first bite.
Because some of y'all niggas got jaundice. And then her eyes gonna get yellow.
Oh my God!
Yeah. I gotta go. George is crazy. What?
Don't make no sense.
Oh, niggas out here 27 looking like Michael Jordan.
Yo.
All right. For myself. For Chuck.
Here.
For JC. For Corey. For Renata. Well, thank you for listening to Hello, Beautiful People podcast.
You took it personally.
Man. And not young Jordan either. I'm talking about big jean Jordan. Y'all, you seen Michael Jordan? Man?
Bourbon eyes.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Michael Jordan is celebrating Halloween. 365. You see that boy eyes? Like a jack-o'-lantern. Anyway.
Yo.
All right, I'm good.
Larsa Pippen's name is about to be Larsa Pippen Jordan.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Okay.
That just feels bye, nasty.
I'll just leave you with this. I'll leave you with this. Jordan never got a ring until he linked up with Pippen.
Oh.
History is repeating itself.
Amen.
We will see y'all next time. Stay beautiful.
Crazy.